I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy, happy, happy Friday. Delightful. This part of the show is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to real deals for over 40 years, and the Subaru A Lot to Love event. It's on now. That's Carlson Subaru and carlsonsubaru.com. We're going to start. We are going to do the new music today. There's just a few things I want to get to. But we're going to start with Dave Chappelle. He has released a surprise trailer for his next Netflix special. And here is what it sounds like. All right. All right. Oh, goodness. Dead or alive. Oh, he's walking in the desert.
Is that Morgan Freeman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
I love him so much.
It's basically Dave Chappelle walking across the desert. He gets to a place where there's some like a lighting rig set up, a stool and a microphone.
Yeah.
And I don't know if the actual special is going to be from the desert. My guess is no.
It was titled Sticks and Stones.
Oh.
You know the old saying.
Sure. Words can never hurt me. Or can they? Words do hurt you. You carry them with you the rest of your life. Anyway, Dave Chappelle, he's got a new Netflix special coming out. Let's see. Signed a deal in 2016 to do 3 stand-up specials before releasing a surprise 4th. I am not seeing when this one is going to air.
I consider him the king of that art form.
That's why I did it, Vinny. I know how much you love him. You are booing yourself. Booing yourself.
Yeah. Oh,
What is it, dear?
I'm looking at the dates. It's got a commercial in front of me. Dave Chappelle, August 26th? What's today?
Oh, boy. That's coming out in 10 days.
I'm going to double check another source. I'll get back to you.
All right. Well, we've all heard that Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth broke up. His side is saying, well, let me start with her side. Her side is saying, he's a drug addict, and she doesn't want to live like that.
Oh, no.
And his side is saying, he's not a drug addict. She's a cheating, crazy person who's saying that to redirect. And now she's dropped a new single all about their breakup.
Oh, no.
It's called Slide Away.
I don't want them to badmouth each other.
I know. It was, you know, first they were all just like, I wish her nothing but the best. He's the best. He's the greatest. It just didn't work out. And now it's getting ugly. And also,
well, that got ugly since yesterday. Yeah. Like yesterday, didn't they put out a
statement? Well, we respect each other, wish you well.
Yep. I know. Fun. Anyway, this is getting good. So here we go. We got a new single called Slide Away from Miley Cyrus. Listen, I love this song.
Me too.
Super pretty.
She's so talented.
He's got to be bummed she's going to have a hit song about their breakup.
Whiskey and pills is a pointed remark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of lyrics in here that are.
And you know what I was going to say? If you were to say to me, which one of those two is up to drugs and booze, that's an easy guess, right?
Yes.
But, and part of it is, whenever they show pictures of him, he's a pretty clear-eyed.
Yep. Seems to have it all together.
And he's always wearing a suit.
Kind of
he's
a quiet guy.
Clear, but that doesn't mean he's only taken those photos like 4 times in 10 years.
Mm. So People Magazine is saying, everyone always thinks Miley is problematic and immature and a hardcore partier.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's this chill surfer dude. But Liam parties with his friends, and Miley thinks he should have grown out of that by now. He can also lash out at her, and he hates the attention their ups and downs bring. TMZ is claiming Liam uses, quote, certain drugs that Miley doesn't approve of. Mm-hmm. They're not saying what. Friends of Liam say, Miley's people are making this up to hide the fact that they broke up over Miley's infidelity. And then people went on to speculate, well, I thought they had an open relationship, like that they brought people in with them. And they're saying that's not true. They're saying that he was devastated by the pictures of his soon-to-be ex-wife making out with another woman. He was heartbroken and blindsided by those pictures, says the source.
Would have bummed me out.
Yeah. This was Caitlin Carter. She's the ex, possibly ex-wife of Brody Jenner. Like, there's actually rumors that they're married. I don't know if that's true or
that
not.
That Brody?
Yeah, Brody and Caitlin were actually
married. They got married out of the country, and it's not legal. Oh. They didn't have a license. So, in reality, they're not married.
So, they're not married.
So, they're just calling her his ex.
Right.
Boom. Part of that big story was that...
I'm sorry, what's Bruce's new name?
Caitlin
Jenner.
Caitlin didn't go to her own son's wedding.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like,
I remember.
She passed.
Yep. Yeah. Scheduling conflict.
Right. Mm-hmm. They're already divorced. I can see why Caitlin's like, phew. Didn't waste time on that nonsense, thankfully.
One of his friends said, they're still married. They did really love each other. She's really immature and always has been. Talking about Miley and Liam.
Arrested Development. Mm-hmm. That's a real thing.
On Wednesday, People Magazine published this scathing story. I just read you some quotes from that Cyrus had tried to curb his partying and that he would lash out at her. And there's the quote. Everyone thinks Miley's the problem. Meanwhile, he's partying too much. Sources close to Liam Hemsworth say, he's hurt by that coverage. Liam is one of the kindest, gentlest people out there. Him being wild or drunk or deadbeat is absolutely ridiculous.
Deadbeat?
I didn't even hear that clip.
Me neither. Yeah. Said, let's throw that one in,
they
too.
Said the booze and drugs claims are 100% a distraction from her actions. Mm. And then a source close to Miley says, Miley was not unfaithful, and all these stories about her being wild and cheating is a bunch of bull-ass. They split up. She's taking the high road. Everyone's trying to. They were together since she was 16. It's hard.
That song, I wouldn't call that song the high road.
No. She says, whiskey and pills, baby.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into the music.
Let me tell you real quick, Dave Chappelle, the special will air Monday, August 26th.
Oh, there you go.
It's on Netflix, you said?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Less than 2 weeks away. Snoop Dogg has a new record out. It's his 17th album. It's called I Want to Thank Me.
You know, Snoop Dogg is supposed to be performing at this Ego thing.
Yeah. So is that for reals?
That's
that
what true? The lineup says.
There's a lot of big, big names attached to this thing, this Planet Home. Mm-hmm. PlanetHome.eco. Yeah. September 13th to the 15th, the Palace of Fine Arts.
Scott Capurro playing that?
No, he's playing at Phoenix on the 14th.
Ah.
He can't make it.
Across from Georgia's.
Yeah.
Right.
They kicked him out of Georgia, so he had to go somewhere
else. He has crossed the street.
That is so
weird.
I think
he got in a fight with some people at New Georgia's.
Is that what happened?
I think so.
Yeah.
He gets in a
with
fight
a lady.
Everywhere he goes. Yeah.
Some lady.
Yeah.
He Jesus. Fought.
And she won.
Well, I mean, ultimately, the person that isn't on stage wins. Because you're the person on stage in a fight. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Snoop Dogg has a new record out today. It's called I Want to Thank Me, and here's what it sounds like.
Here's Wintertime in June featuring Nate Dogg, the late Nate Dogg.
Yeah.
By the way, Snoop Dogg is singing here.
On the whole record?
Yeah, well, no, on this one song with Nate.
Beatly little guitar.
That's Snoop.
All right,
people love these two. It's nostalgic, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll sell.
Has a throwback feel to it, too.
Oh.
All right, what else you got?
Turn Me On featuring...
Excuse me, what's the name of that song?
This is called Wintertime in June.
That's on the new Snoop Dogg album. I Want to Thank Me.
This is Turn Me On featuring Chris Brown.
Do-ka-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. All right, did you grab another one?
I could take it or leave it up to you.
Okay, no, let's move on. It's fine, we're getting kind of late. Killswitch Engage, their 8th album is out today. It's called Atonement. Let's hear what this sounds like.
Here's Unleashed.
Sounds angry. Yeah. What's that band with the chick singer? Sounds like that.
Evanescence?
Yeah, Evanescence. It sounds like an Evanescence song. They should get her for a singer.
He actually can sing. I mean, there's moments in here where he sings, where he's not screaming like this.
That drummer can drum. Rapid fire. Woo!
I'm not that into it.
No. Let me hear another one.
All right, here's I'm Broken Too.
Oh, of course you are. Yow!
My throat hurts just listening to that.
Yeah, I know. All right. There you go. That's what Killswitch Engage's new record sounds like. Slater Kinney. This is their 9th album, The Center Won't Hold. Let's see what these chicks are up to.
This is a title track here.
Okay. The Center Won't Hold.
You know what? I hated this, so I'm going to move on. Here's The Future is Here.
Okay. It's so funny. There's like such a fan club for these guys. Like, never get in a fight with someone who's a Slater Kinney fan. Because they just tell you how stupid you are. But they're just not for me. All right, give me another one. You got one more?
I sure do.
All right, great.
Here is The Body. The Dog, The Body is what this is called.
The Dog, The Body?
The Dog / The Body.
It sounded like me under them. Yeah. Am I in
are
their
you
song?
On that record? Or did you just find a way to read
this
Vinny's
is, this
mind?
This is featuring Vinny.
What was that?
It was my mix when I was in Studio D. For some reason, I had one thing potted up, and I was like, oh.
Oh, okay.
And I cut most of it out, but, you know.
All right.
Have a little bit of Vinny in there.
That's what the new Slater Kinney sounds like. The Center Won't Hold. Lionel Richie has a new song out. Has a new record out, I should say. It's called Hello from Las Vegas. Is this some kind of live
it
album?
It is all live.
All
it's,
right.
It's kind of cool.
Here's, let's hear
here's
a little
one
of that.
That is a big song on our show.
House. Mm-mm-mm-mm. Oh, hang on.
House.
That's a fact.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Ow, ow, ow. But it knows this is how the story goes.
So, a nice high energy record. Lionel Richie, of course.
I pulled a bunch from this album, too.
Great. So we'll hear some more. Frost Amphitheater in Palo Alto on August 24th. Tickets on sale now at AXS.com. Oh, isn't that adorable how the whole place is singing?
Oh, my God.
Now. Say me. Gosh, that's that.
It's fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, God
bless you. Slightly pukey, but yeah, I mean,
it's cheesy.
A little old school radio DJ.
We are the world.
Sure.
We are the children.
Good times.
And I have one more for you.
Okay.
It's almost like an album of just the audience singing.
It makes me like actually want to go to the concert.
Because you can sing along at this
one. Yeah, exactly. No one's going to shut me up at that one.
Oh, my God. All right. So Lionel Richie, Hello from Las Vegas.
Nice. I love it.
Big live album. There were a few here that we put question marks next to.
I pulled one from Oso Oso and... I have one from Young Thug, but, you know.
All right, well, let's do that. So, Oso, this is their third album. It's called Basking in the Glow. Let's hear what they sound like.
All right. This is called A Morning Song. That's why I pulled it.
Oh. That is, that's completely inoffensive.
I was hoping it'd wake me up. You know, it's a morning song, but I don't know. It kind of puts me to sleep, actually.
Well, you know, it's pleasant enough.
Yeah. Sure. Not offensive. Yeah. You're right.
That's O-S-O, O-S-O, two separate words, O-S-O-S-O. And then Young Thug, So Much Fun is the name of his record. What does that sound like? Terrible?
Here's my guess. Yeah, here's Mannequin Challenge featuring...
Oh, the Mannequin Challenge.
Featuring Juice WRLD.
All right.
And of course, it doesn't come in a clean version, so that was a lot of work for me.
Yeah. You got to keep the beat going and still...
Oh my God! Shut it down!
What did he even say there? Oh, it was three bitches.
Well. Fantastic. So we'll see how those and more fare a week and a half from now when all the new music gets, the charts come out, and we see how everything's sold. Okay.
Oh,
fantastic, Young Thug, everybody. Vincent, what's coming up?
Your passwords, sibling hate.
Oh.
Catchlers?
Catchlers? What the hell's a cat? I can't wait to hear what a catchler is.
And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday. It is 8:36 in the morning. Coming up on September 7th is the stair climb. This is the SF first responder stair climb to support them. All the horrible things that they see, you know, they get a little PTSD from time to time. And this helps support that. Hooman has done this stair climb several years in a row. And this year they're doing the stair climb at the Salesforce Tower. 1,700 stairs. It is no joke. Please sponsor him. Please support him by making a donation. You can go to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. You can go to RadioAlice.com. Also the Alice973 Instagram. There's links at all those places where you can... It is incredible that you're doing this with that back of yours. Jesus.
Yeah, weird.
What are you thinking, buddy?
You can't even DJ, but you're going to run up the Salesforce Tower.
It's amazing.
My God. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Planet Home.
Oh,
experience
yeah.
Planet Home this September 13th to 15th. Featuring live music, immersive and interactive exhibits, visit planethome.eco for more info and tickets. Mm. Here's what's happening. Big weekend ahead, everyone. Big.
Oh, snap.
What's as, big about it?
Well, the temperatures are going to drop some.
That's
so
good news.
It's going to be...
Here we go.
What are you doing? Because your family's back. What do you got going on?
We are... let's see. Tonight we're going to Kokari.
Oh!
Celebrating.
When you say we, Hooman will be there?
No, just my immediate family. Oh. My two kids and my husband and
hey,
myself.
Hey, Kitty, Hooman's going to be at the bar looking over. Can I come to your
table? Oh, hey, you guys are here?
What? Oh, that's weird. I didn't realize that.
I got you the resi, but I forgot all about it.
If he's there, I'd be fine with him joining us. It's not like he doesn't eat with us enough. And then Saturday, I'm going to a dinner party.
Oh, how adult of you.
I know.
Who's throwing
very
it?
Adult. My friend Ariane.
Oh.
Ariane. So then the cards will get broken out after the dinner party?
Or dinner party. I don't know. She's having a bunch of people, so like, you know, five couples or something.
They're regular card couple, right?
They are a regular card couple, yes.
Did you guys do something for John's birthday yesterday?
We did. So yesterday, I mean, I don't want to say because it's a surprise for
him. Oh, it's still going on.
I reserved the date for something that we're going to go and do. Taking him on a little adventure. It's not. And in fact, because I made him like this little piece of paper that said, you know, you're old, but we're taking you someplace special on an adventure. And I put a little asterisk at the bottom. I put, adventure does not include fishing. Like, don't get your hopes up. And I tucked a bunch of little Swedish fish into the wrapping on the thing.
Oh, funny.
You know, to make him think it was about fishing, but it isn't about
fishing.
But it's
not about fishing.
No, it's not.
Did you address the dead fish your brother pushed back
dead.
Into the
they
ocean?
They said that the fish was alive and well, that they brought it out and it swam away.
It was only in shock. Right?
I guess so. Don't ask me, man. I don't know.
Swam or
fish,
drowned.
Fish looked dead to me. But
it looked dead on that video, boy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's interesting.
Yep.
Guess what I'm doing today?
What are you doing?
I am taking my daughter for her first surf today.
Oh, how exciting.
I have held off as long as I can. I can't hold out another. So she's into it, but we'll see if she's still into it after she gets in the water.
You got her
today.
Little kid wetsuit.
She's got a kid wetsuit. Her mom's going to...
How does that work?
Make her wear a life vest, but you know,
She should.
Okay.
What
sure.
about the board? How does that work?
She's
going to
ride on my board. I've got a big long board that I'm going to bring her out on, and I don't plan to even. I'm just going to paddle around with her, and if she's good, then maybe I'll paddle her into a few waves. But otherwise,
well, this is the time to do it when there's no real waves.
There are no waves. Yeah. Exactly right.
It's a good time.
It's
just get her started.
Flat out there.
Take a picture.
You're off on Monday because it's her first day of school. Her
a lot
first
is
day
happening.
Of kindergarten.
That's right.
This is a big weekend.
Well,
and
it's
Edie's birthday,
Edie's
right?
Birthday.
Oh, right. Boy.
So Monday's a big day.
Yeah. Big
you
day
do
in the
have
half
a
household.
Big weekend, Vinny.
Yeah. And.
You having a party at your house for the 1 year birthday?
I don't think so. That kid doesn't have any friends yet. you know, she's one and can't talk.
Yeah, that doesn't seem to stop people.
No, but it stops us.
I think that is on your list that you will not go to a 1 year old's birthday party. So,
I haven't gone to other kids' birthday parties. I haven't.
Well, does that include your own kid, though?
Oh, well, no, I've already been to a 1 year old's birthday party if my own kid counts.
Yeah.
Anyway, the temperatures. Oh, was that?
That's her. Do it again. Do it again.
Just... That, of course,
boy,
she's
quite the little surf doggy.
Audio from the young man being interviewed on the beach that we've heard 1,000 times since.
Jumping like, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
That's funny. Good job, Ren.
Boy, Sunday's temperatures will be up to 30 degrees lower than we've seen during this week.
So only in the 70s then.
Cooling ahead for everyone.
I heard, though, next week another hot snap. I'm just saying.
Don't do it.
You know?
Don't say.
Get AC.
That's not a paid-for commercial.
No. Yeah, the AC council did not pay us. Just do it.
There's a 3-year-old kid near Boston named Quinn Waters who recently had surgery to remove a brain tumor.
Oh.
Then he had to have stem cell transplant and went through chemo, and it destroyed his immune system. He's 3.
Oh, poor kid. God, isn't that
heartbreaking? Mm-hmm. So he has to stay indoors, and he can't go outside for a while, but his town has been rallying around him to make sure he doesn't get too bored. People in his community have been showing up at his house and entertaining him outside his front window.
Oh, how funny.
He's seen everything from jugglers to musicians. A huge group of bikers recently rode by on their Harleys.
Oh, that's so sweet.
It's adorable. There's video out there, Bryn.
Vinny, what town did you say this is in?
It's a town near Boston. I don't have the town exactly.
Well, that is lovely. How very, very sweet.
He got to meet Superman last month. Another guy showed up just to let Quinn throw water balloons at him.
Oh. That's so funny.
Quinn's mom is police, so a lot of police cars have also been driving by with their sirens on. And there's a video on YouTube of all of this stuff. So if you want to look it up,
that's
his
so
name's
nice.
Quinn Waters. He's 3, lives near Boston. And it's just neat to see a town rally around a young kid who, man, if you are someone, and I do think you have to put good stuff in the world for sure, but when you talk about karma, it's a kid like this that makes me say, no 3-year-old ever did anything to make him have to suffer that kind of stuff before he's 4.
There is just nothing worse than a sick kid.
Yeah, I mean, that's
just not fair.
Mm-mm.
Like, makes you question things.
That's what I'm saying.
Mm.
Certainly karma. I think you need to be a good person for sure, but
maybe
a
3-year-old in a past life he was just awful.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
I don't believe in those either, don't worry. No 3-year-old deserves that.
I'm not going to ask you because I don't want you to tell everyone that you keep your passwords and, you know, written down in your desk on a pink piece of paper.
Like you do.
Whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. Right.
Sounds like you're telling.
A new survey asked people how they keep track of all their passwords, and at the top of the list is memory, and I don't believe it for a second.
Yeah, that's hard. That means you don't know most of your passwords. I swear to God, I have 5,000 passwords.
My browser saves my password is on the list. That is one of the ways.
Yeah, it is. Hope you don't lose your computer.
You're forced to change it. You have to go in and make sure it records your new one, and then you go into that password spot and delete the old one so the 3 things don't show up when you're
passwords are a thing, like using more than you'd ever imagine.
It's a real life modern day issue.
You are not kidding.
Using password management software is on the list. I've never even looked into it. Besides letting my browser save passwords, I've never even looked into
it. My girlfriend keeps yelling at me. She uses something or other that makes up these crazy passwords for you and keeps them all for you. And all you need to know is the one password that gets you into that. And she uses it for everything.
On her laptop or just in her phone.
On her everything. Everything that she would need a password for is kept in this, like, password vault.
It's an app.
Don't ask me. I don't know. She keeps yelling at me about it, and I keep going, yeah, I'm totally going to do that. And then I don't. I don't know why I don't. It sounds like the answer.
There's a couple of them on your
phone.
Yeah,
I'm sure,
too.
Right.
LastPass, I think, is one of them. Or like,
is that what you use?
I use the keychain. I think it's the iPhone keychain.
Yeah.
So it just generates a crazy, complex password that I would never be able to, like, so random
but
with
no
letters
one could guess
and numbers.
It, ever.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to guess
it.
Well, the ones I make up, no one could guess, but at least I have some idea where they're, like, these crazy ones, I end up writing it down as a backup.
Right? Yeah,
because what if that thing fails?
Right.
Right.
So then it's done you no good because now you have a copy of it written on a pink piece of paper in the top right-hand desk drawer.
Right.
What's the point? You might as well just have it there in the first place.
Right.
Exactly. Might as well say Fluffy 43, which isn't a password. Don't try it.
That is your number, though.
Ah, whatever. You know what I mean.
What's your cat's name again?
Leo. Hmm. It's not Leo either.
It's not Fluffy.
Maybe it's Garage Cat.
The survey also found if the average person got hacked, they'd be willing to pay $29,332 to buy back all their info, including passwords, credit cards, social security number, medical records, and wiener pics.
$29,000.
Well, the trouble that can come out of that is beyond belief.
Well, your whole life can be ruined. You're right. The average person, though, $29,000, that's a lot. Like, it's hard to get people to choke up for anything.
Mm-hmm.
The rise of the catchlers.
What the hell is a catchler?
Speaking of cats.
Oh. This is a cat thing?
This is the male equivalent of the crazy cat lady. There's a new term called the catchler.
Like a bachelor with a cat.
That's right.
A catchler. That is hilarious.
Single men who've opted to get a cat instead of a girlfriend.
Oh, cats love you.
No, they really don't.
They do. My cat loves me. My cat just wants love. It's all he wants. He doesn't want to catch rats. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, you got a good one then. That's great.
He is. He's very sweet. He gets very upset and sad if you don't love him up. Then he's all over you.
That's what they're supposed to do.
Yeah, I mean, they want love.
It's making me sneeze and hairs all
over
me.
Oh, you
know
what? I have a story. Weirdly, I didn't plan on doing all these cat stories, but there's
But if you're
one.
Talking catchlers, come on.
Yeah, I've Let's never heard that term before.
It's great, though.
There's a new vaccine that could eliminate cat allergies that's in the works. Your cat would take it, not you, and it would make them hypoallergenic.
Oh!
It won't hit the market for 3 years, but it's coming.
That's insane.
That's cool, right?
It's great. I feel so... My poor sister-in-law, when she comes to my... You know, we have this big hairy cat.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as we try to mitigate the hair, it's freaking everywhere. So we have certain blankets and certain things that we keep completely away from the cat because she's so allergic. Like, she's got to sit
this
in a certain
Debbie.
Place. Yeah.
Oh.
Just cannot take the cat. And her face will pop up and she's just sneezing. Oh. And it's horrid.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
It's probably going to be expensive, huh?
Whatever. It's, you know, if that can eliminate it for someone in your family. Because sometimes, you know, like a relative, somebody that you see all the time has a cat and you can't really get it without cutting that person out of your life. Even if they hug you, they've got their cat on them.
Mm-hmm.
You know? 1 in 4 catchlers said that having a cat makes it easier to be single. They like having a cat around and that they're good to talk to. 1 in 10 says... Cat even helped me get through a bad breakup.
Aw. Cats are funny. They're not like dogs really at all. But there is a certain joy that comes from having a cat. And they, you know, as aloof as they appear to be, everywhere you are in your house, there they are.
I'll tell you one
thing. They just want to be with you.
Whoever is in the cat PR department that's put it out there that they're so clean. Oh, they're the cleanest. That is the biggest pile of misinformation. Talk about fake news. That is hogwash.
Fur is no joke.
You are full of it, cat PR department.
I hear that outside
their
my hat, door.
Their hair is
the
everywhere,
night.
And if it's not their hair, then it's them throwing up their hair.
Yeah, the throw up is
like,
so gross.
You see
gross.
That start, and you're like, oh, God, no, that's
I know,
it.
You can't get the cat out of the house fast enough. And meanwhile, you pick up its poor heaving little body, and you're just like, get out. Do that somewhere else.
Oh, God, dude.
Oh,
God.
And I'll tell you another thing. This idea that, oh, they go in the same... Yeah, they go in a box where their other cat, their pee and poop is. So they've got pee and poop on their feet.
No, it clumped up in the
litter. No.
Just don't have a litter box and put them out. Works for us.
Yeah, then they poo in someone else's yard, right?
I think they poo in my yard, but they bury it. They dig a hole, they poop it, and they
you
bury it.
You think they poo in your yard?
I don't know.
Meanwhile.
This cat does not leave our yard. It's a
there
total
There is
chicken.
No they.
Yeah, screw that cat.
There's only one left. Right?
Mm-hmm.
The hottest job in America is tax manager.
Ugh.
This, according to the job site Glassdoor, that's the hottest job. The best job in the country right now is tax manager. Someone who creates tax plans for businesses or people.
Oh.
Usually they have quite a bit of accounting experience and manage other accountants while they handle more complex plans for big clients.
Oh.
Tax manager.
I'm the tax man.
Salesforce developer comes in at number two.
Wow. Ooh,
product designer, strategy manager, HR manager.
We could use one of those.
I don't want to comment on that.
Yeah.
You're not even having the problem. What are you talking about?
I listen to you guys.
Oh my
about it.
God!
I've had enough of that.
Don't get me started. Audit manager, data scientist, business development manager, Java developer, and marketing manager are the top hot jobs in America.
Tax planner.
Your brother's a Java guy, right?
He is. I don't know what he is. He's some computer.
What do you mean you don't know what he is?
I don't know.
He lives with you, for crying out loud.
Some computer thing. All I know is he just stares at a computer all day.
Oh, boy. That's rough.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Regarding Miley and her ex, there are often more than one reason to split up. Just because he didn't like the girl kiss doesn't mean she's lying or she's deflecting about the drugs and alcohol, right?
Yeah, look, we don't know. We'll probably never know.
The kiss happened after the breakup, too, so that wasn't even part of the...
He was just very sad.
The reason I said that would hurt me is because here I am bummed and you're on a beach in a bikini making out with some chick while I'm in my house on my second carton of fish food. And by fish food, I mean the Ben and Jerry's ice cream that's full of marshmallow and caramel.
I did know that.
You do, right?
I did, yeah.
That is got to be the best one, isn't it?
No, it's not my favorite.
It's not? Mm. What's your favorite one?
I don't like Ben and Jerry's. So there's none that I like.
What?
Cherry Garcia's, come on.
I don't like that. I don't like the cherries.
Oh, God.
No, I'm a Strauss Creamery chocolate chip. Simple chocolate chip.
Oh, I like a chocolate chip, too, if it's good.
It is freaking, we call it crack at our house. Oh, my God, you got some crack. So good. That, and I like a Talente peanut butter cup and Talente black raspberry with
chocolate chips.
Boy,
you're high-end ice cream. And I thought Ben & Jerry's was high-end, but you're even above that.
Ben & Jerry's is delicious. There's nothing wrong with it. I would never even be looking in that section. I'd be looking for the ones I like.
Talente.
Yeah, and also...
Strauss.
Strauss strawberry.
I love strawberry.
Oh, my God.
Ice cream.
It is delicious.
Yeah, I'm a strawberry ice cream guy. I'm into it.
Oh.
I'll read the rest of the text after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.